So we're discussing the story of Chota Haridas, and the title of this story that we've given is Sri Chaitanya Chastises Chota Haridas. And Chota Haridas has been banished by the Lord's will and wish and command. Then the Lord, the remaining associates that are there, he's preaching to them, and we heard the how strict a life of renunciation Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was outlining for those in the renounced order of life. And he, Lord Chaitanya, in his own words, he quotes a verse from Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, and also Samhita, Matra Swasha Duhitrava Navivikdasana Bhavet Indriyagra Balavan Indriyagrama Vidvam Samapakarshati. The senses are so powerful that a man of great learning, he may be disturbed for sex life just sitting with his mother or sister or daughter. The senses are very powerful. So this is a problem. And the last, then he also spoke a verse about sometimes people have very little, they exhibit what's called markat vairagya, markata. Markata vairagya means monkey renunciation. They appear to have, they have nothing externally, it looks like. If you look a little closer, you find out that they're full of material desires. And like a monkey, monkeys externally renounce, sleeping in the trees, eating nuts and berries, not having any clothes. But yet, this monkey has 10 wives and he engages in monkey business, as usual. Hare Krishna. He's concluded his preaching. Hete kahi Mahaprabhu, abhyantare gela, gosanira aveshadeki, Save Mona Hoila. After saying this, which is his preaching, Mahaprabhu entered his room. Seeing Mahaprabhu in an angry mood, all the devotees fell silent. Aradine Saba Meli, Prabhuracharan, Haridasa Lagi Kichu, Kahila Nivedan. The next day, all the devotees gathered together and they approached the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu to submit an appeal on behalf of Junior Haridas. So the Vaishnava Raja Sabha, the devotees gathered with the Lord in his Puri Leela. They thought that his chastisement of Chota Haridas was rather excessive, considering that all he did, from their eyes, from what they could perceive externally, that Chota Haridas simply begged some rice from an old lady, a 75-year-old lady who was described as Prasiddha Vaishnavi and Brida Paramahanti means she was old. Brida Paramahanti means she was a very great soul, a very great person, like Mahant, Mahanti, feminine. And she was Prasiddha Vaishnava. Prasiddha Vaishnava means she was accomplished, she was a perfected Vaishnavi. So, and not only that, Krishna's Kaviraj describes her charitra in that way. And then the next verse, he says that Lord Chaitanya, he considered that this lady, this old lady who was Madhavi Mahiti, that she was previously, which means in Krishna Leela, she's in Radhikara Gan. She is in the Sakhi Gan of Srimati Radharani. And that's a fact. We read in Gaura Ganadesh Deepika that Madhavi Mahiti is Ragaleka Sakhi. That's her identity in Krishna Leela. So she's not an ordinary person that Chota Haridas begged rice from. But nevertheless, hearing that he had somehow, as a Vairagi, Chota Haridas is a Vairagi, that he had somehow had some association with her, then he banished her on these points of intimacy, although he was only begging rice for the service of Lord Chaitanya's lunch. So Lord Chaitanya fell silent. So the devotees said, all the devotees in Puri, they said, this doesn't seem fair. It seems like he's for no reason he was banished. So then they said to the Lord, Alpa Aparada Prabhu, Karaha Prasad, Eva Shiksha Haila Na, Karive Aparad. The devotees collectively said, O Prabhu, O Mahaprabhu, Chota Haridas has committed an apa aparad, very small offense. Please be merciful to him. Now he has received a sufficient lesson. In the future, he will not commit such an offense. So in other words, the devotees were saying, please give Haridas a chance. Give him another chance. And this is only reasonable. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Give him another chance. So this is a loving mood of the devotees. It's funny, when you think about the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how loving and caring and compassionate they were for each other, to defend each other and to help each other. They all know, all of the associates, they know that Lord Chaitanya is not just our good friend, or he's not just our Shiksha Guru. They're all fully aware that he is Sakshat Hari. He is Gaura Hari. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Omniscient, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya. They're all well aware of that. But putting that aside, then they relish their various leelas with him, with the background and foundational understanding that he is God. So God can do no wrong, and everything God does is absolute and perfect and true. So why question? God has banished Chota Haridas from his association, so merely accept it. It's God's will. It's Mahaprabhu's will. But they're responding in the more of the Nara Leela, the human aspect, saying, Lord Chaitanya, it was Alpa Aparad. What did he really do? And then, Prabhu Kahi Mora Vasha, Nahe Mora Man, Prakriti Sambashi Vairagi, Nakare Dharashan. Mahaprabhu said, Mora Vasha Nahi Moraman. Vasha means like Vashibhut. Vashibhut means control. My mind is not under my control. My mind does not like to see anyone who is a Vairagi or in renounced order of life who talks intimately with women. So when Chota Haridas went to meet Madhavi Mahiti, she was alone in her kuti. There was no one else there. There was no one around there. So that was, in Lord Chaitanya's view, that was considered to be a lonely place. And he shouldn't have been there doing that. And so Lord Chaitanya went on to say, Nija karye jaha sabe chara britta kata. Puna jadi kaha ama na dekibe kheta. Listen, you should all tend to your respective engagements. Give up this useless talk. If you speak like this again and bring up this topic of Chota Haridas again, I shall run away from this Jagannath Puri and you'll never see me here anymore. So obviously, if you have a choice to choose between Chota Haridas or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think you'll choose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu over Chota Haridas. So Lord Chaitanya is giving an option. You want to defend Chota Haridas? You want to plea for his cause? All right, you stay here with him, I'm leaving. No, wait, forget about Chota Haridas. We don't know who that is. Who's Chota Haridas? Somebody said Chota Haridas. I never heard of. Please, Mahaprabhu, please relax and stay here with us. This is all lila, this is all ras, anubhavs, feelings, bhavas, moods, exchanges. There's so much ras here in all these exchanges. Eta shuni sabe nija, karni hastadhiya, nija nija kare sabe, ngelas ta utiya. Hearing this, all the devotees covered their ears with their hands, got up and went about their respective duties. In other words, yes sir, we surrender. We won't say anything more. Mahaprabhu Madhyana Karite Chaligela Bhujana Najayae Mahaprabhu Lila. Mahaprabhu left that place to perform his noon duties. No one could understand his pastimes. Aradina Sabe Param Ananda Puristan Prabhu Ke Prasanakara Kaila Nivedan. The next day all the devotees went to Paramananda Puri and requested him to pacify the Lord. Does anyone know who Paramananda Puri is in Krishna Leela? Paramananda Puri Uddhava Mahashaya Ki. Jai. So now the devotees among themselves, they were discussing, it actually doesn't say who collected over there. It just says all the devotees. So obviously they went to a senior. First of all, Paramananda Puri is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, I believe. So, if I'm not mistaken. And Paramananda Puri is a god-brother of Ishwara Puri. So Paramananda Puri being a god brother of Ishwara Puri, then he therefore in etiquette he becomes a guru of Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya took his diksha in the 10-syllable Gopal mantra at Gaya from Ishwara Puri. And Ishwara Puri's god brother is Paramananda Puri. It's also said that he's a sannyasi, because Puri is a sannyasi name. That he's a sannyasi and he's quite a bit older in age, first of all. So he's senior by age to Lord Chaitanya. And he's on the level of his guru. So it's told in Shastras that the god brothers of the guru should be respected on the same level as the guru himself. Because this is the etiquette. So now the devotees who are of a lower caliber and lower position, they have rallied together and collected to go see the senior and respectable Paramananda Puri, who first of all is in the level of guru, equal to the guru of Lord Chaitanya, so therefore he's senior to Lord Chaitanya in terms of Naralila. And if we take Krishna Lila, he's Uddhav, Mahashaya. And as we know from Krishna Lila, Krishna himself would often listen to Uddhav and ask him for his advice, because Uddhav was his minister, his counselor, and most importantly, his intimate friend. So this is the dual identity of Paramananda Puri and Uddhav. So he was the right person to, in other words, they moved their case to the high court. The devotees, they tried to appeal in the lower court, and it was rejected by the judge, Mahaprabhu. And then they deferred their case to the Supreme Court, and they hired a big-time lawyer this time. They hired Paramananda Puri, and they're going to appeal their case again. So they asked, "Will you please, Paramananda Puri, will you please cool down the Lord, because we couldn't cool him down?" Does this sound familiar? What's another pastime where the Lord was in had a hot head? Nrisinga Lila. And who asked to cool him down? No, they asked, who was asking? Someone, I think it was Brahma. Brahma was asking Lakshmi to cool him down. Because Lakshmi is very close to Nrisingadev being his wife. So wife should be able to cool down the husband, just like when Shiva got Mahaprasadam, Lochandas is telling, he's quoting from some other scripture, but Narada Muni gave a morsel of Mahaprasadam to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva broke out in a Tandara Nritya, a full-scale Tandara Nritya, and he was smashing the universe to bits with every step. And all the demigods were vomiting and getting seasick and having a hard time maintaining their equilibrium, because the whole universe was shaking and rattling and rolling, of course. Shake, rattle, and roll. and then they went to Shiva to find out what's going on, because it wasn't time for the universal cataclysm or the pralaya. And that's when he does his Tandara Nritya, kicks everything down. And I said, "This is untimely. Our whole universe is being destroyed by this madman, Shiva." So then they went to cool him down also. So they appealed to Parvati. They said, "Listen, Parvati, can't you cool him down? He's your husband." She said, he's in his own bhav. I can't do anything." But finally she did cool him down. He got quite angry about it also. So here the devotees, they're going to Paramananda Puri and they're saying, "Please, can you cool down Lord Chaitanya? He's angry." So Tabi Puri Gosayeka Prabhu Stani Aila Namaskari Prabhu Tanre Sambrame Vasaila. Paramananda Puri went alone to the residence of Mahaprabhu. The Lord, after offering obeisances to Paramananda Puri, seated him by his right side with great respect. Sambrame. So this is the superior. First of all, this verse indicates the relationship which I've already described. It doesn't say that Paramananda Puri offered obeisances to the Lord, you see. It says the Lord offered obeisances to Paramananda Puri, which is appropriate, because he's his guru. And he's elder. He's sannyasi, older sannyasi. And he's a godbrother of his guru. So then he sat him by his right side, because the right side is reserved for the superior person. The elder is always to the right. The guru is always to the right. The elder Balaram is older than Krishna. He's on the right. Nityananda is older than he. He's on the right. Husband is always on the right. Woman is on the left. This is from time immemorial. This is always the etiquette. Shakti is always on the left, and the superior elder, honorable person is always on the right. Cow, Brahman, Guru, father, etc. This is the culture, the etiquette. So Lord Chaitanya is perfect in achar. Puchila ki agya kene haila agaman, haridase prasad lagi kaila nevedan. Mahaprabhu inquired, Paramananda, what is your order? Why have you come here? Paramananda Puri submitted his prayer that the Lord would please his request, Nivedan. He submitted his request that the Lord would prasad, Haridasa prasad lagi, that he would favor Junior Haridas. He would show his mercy to Junior Haridas. In other words, he was stating the case of his defendant. Paramananda Puri was acting on behalf of Chota Haridas and the devotees. Shuniya kahena Prabhu, Shunaha Gosai, Sabha Vaishnavalana, Tumi Raha Etani. Hearing Paramananda's request, Mahaprabhu replied, my dear Lord, Gosai, O Gosai, please hear me, Shunaha, Suniye. It is better for you to stay here with all the Vaishnavas. More agyahayamuni yahan alalanath ekale rahibetahan govinda matrasat. Please, Paramananda, please give me permission to go to Alalanath. I shall stay there alone. Only my servant Govinda will accompany me. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is fixed on the idea of, if you people bother me anymore, in fact, you're my senior and my guru, please give me your agya, give me your position, permission, I'm leaving. I'm going to Alalanath to stay with Alalanath, the Lord Alalanath. He said, you stay here, you're senior, you're the senior person here among the Vaishnavas, you stay here and take care of everyone, I'm leaving. Etabali Prabhujadi Govinda Bolaila Puri Re Namaskara Kari Utiya Chalila. After saying this, the Lord called for Govinda. Offering obeisances to Paramananda Puri, Mahaprabhu got up and began to leave. He's dead serious about what he wants to do. When the Lord makes up his mind, nobody can change his mind. Asti vyasti puri gosai prabhu agegela anunaya kari prabhure ngare vasaila. In great haste, aste aste, Paramananda Puri Gosai went before Mahaprabhu, and with great humility he begged him to sit down in his room. Tomaraya ichakara svatantri ishvara kebaki palite pare tomaro par. Paramananda Puri said, my dear Lord, you are the independent Lord. So Tantra Ishvara, you can do whatever you like. Who can say anything above you? Lokahita lagi tamara, sabha vyavahara, ami sabha na jani gambhir, hridaya tamara. All your activities are for the benefit of the people in general. Although we cannot understand what you're doing, what are your intentions? They're very deep and grave. Heta bali puri gosai. Gela Nijastan, Haridasastane Gela, Savabhaktagan. After saying this, Paramananda Puri left for his own home. Then all the devotees went to see Junior Haridas. In other words, they went to the prison cell to tell Junior Haridas, listen, it looks bad. We tried the lower courts, it was thrown out. We tried the Supreme Court, it was thrown out. We have nowhere to go. There's no more appeals after this. Sarup, so no, everyone was afraid to speak. So everyone pushed Sarup Damodar forward. Now, Sarup Damodar is Lita Sakhi, and she's expert in eloquence. She's an expert in loquation, loquation, speaking. Swarup Gosai kahai shuna haridas, sabhi tamara hita bhanchi karaha vishvas. O Haridas, please listen, for we all wish you well. Please, vishvas, believe us. Prabhu hate padidache, swatancha ishvar, kabo kripa karibhena, jati dayalu antar. At present, Mahaprabhu is persisting in his mood of anger because he is Swatantra Ishvara. He's the independent Lord. At the same time, however, surely he will be merciful, for at heart he is very kind. Dayalu Antar, Kripa. Tumi hata kaile tanra, hata se bhadive, snan bojan kara apane krodahyave. The Lord is persisting. And if you also persist, his persistence will increase. It is better you take take bath and take prasadam, snan, bojankar. In due course, Mahaprabhu's anger will automatically subside. Apane. Apane krodha jabe. As we say in English, time heals all wounds. You have a cut or a wound on your hand, and after 5 days, 7 days, 2 weeks, oh, it's all finished. So given a little time, take a bath, take some prasad, rest. I'm sure in a few days, Lord Chaitanya will cool down and forgive you. Hetabali tanrasnana bojana karan apana bhavana aila tare ashvasiya. Having said this, Srup Damodar Gosai induced Haridas to bathe and take prasadam. Because remember, if you remember from the onset of the story, Haridas had been fasting continuously for 3 days, so he hadn't eaten anything. So you get a little bit downcast when you don't eat or drink anything for 3 days, and probably couldn't sleep either, because if your mind is disturbed, it's impossible to sleep. And also, if your belly is empty, it makes it even more difficult to sleep. The converse is also true. If it's true that when your belly is empty, you can't sleep, and the converse is, when your belly is very full, what can you do nicely? Sleep. Mahaprasadi Govinde. So we take a big feast, and then afterwards, oh, Prabhu, I feel so tired. You know, maybe I find one neem tree. I lie underneath this neem tree for some time. That's nature. So this story goes on some more verses here, and I think we'll continue tomorrow. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.